Welcome to the Christian Ministries Church Podcast. As you listen, we pray God's blessing be over you and that He will empower you with inner strength through His Spirit. Now let's join Pastor Ashley Ellison.
I've had this on my heart. I've been preparing some things that I think are really important. And tonight, the title of what I want to bring to you is called The Fruit of Obedience. And you can find it in Scripture, Deuteronomy 11, if you have your Bibles, Deuteronomy 11. The fruit of obedience. If you're a parent, if you're a grandparent here tonight, you understand the thought process that comes from wanting to bless your children. Come on. Parents want to bless their children, and grandparents really want to bless their grandkids. Just something about it that just, I love to bless my kids. And I love to find ways that I can to come in and just give them something that they weren't expecting. Do something to bless our kids. That's just what that's a parent's heart. And without you being a parent tonight, you may not really get that and grasp that, but trust me, parents, am I right in what I'm saying? We love to bless our kids. And here's the thing. When you start getting a hold of that, you can understand that as God calls us His children, He has the heart of wanting to bless us. And I don't think a lot of people really think about that a lot. But He has a desire. There is a way that we can receive the blessings of God that come about in our life. And what our wants are. How do we as God's kids receive what God's wants are? Well, what's His wants? To bless you. So how do you put yourself in a position to receive God's blessings? Now, I'm not sitting here going through all of them because there's a whole ton of them in Scripture. But we've got to put ourselves in position to receive the blessing before we ever even talk about what they are. Now, there's some talked about here in Deuteronomy 11. So let's just read this. It's quite a bit of Scripture here tonight, but it's set up what I want to talk about. Deuteronomy 11, verse 8. Therefore, be careful to obey every command I'm giving you today, so you may have strength to go in and take over the land you're about to enter. If you obey, you will enjoy a long life in the land the Lord swore to give to your ancestors and to you, their descendants. A land flowing with milk and honey. For the land you're about to enter and take over is not the land of Egypt from which you came, where you planted your seed and made irrigation ditches with your foot, as in a vegetable garden. Rather, the land you will soon take over is a land of hills and valleys with through each season of the year. A land that the Lord your God cares for, He watches over it through each season of the year. If you carefully obey the commands I'm giving you today, and if you love the Lord your God and serve Him with all your heart and soul, then He will send the rains in their proper seasons, the early and late rains, so you can bring in your harvest of grain, new wine, and olive oil. He will give you lush pasture land for your livestock, and you yourselves will have all you want to eat. But be careful. Don't let your heart be deceived so that you turn away from the Lord and serve and worship other gods. If you do, the Lord's anger will burn against you. He will shut up the sky, hold back the rain, and the ground will fail to produce its harvest. Then you will quickly die in that good land the Lord is giving you. So commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these words of mine. Tie them to your hands, wear them on your forehead as reminders. Teach them to your children. Talk about them when you are at home and when you're on the road, when you're going to bed, and when you're getting up. That could have just been said all the time. Verse 20, write them on the doorpost of your house. The Lord swore to give your ancestors. But as long as the sky remains above the earth, you and your children may flourish in the land the Lord swore to give your ancestors. That would be us. Verse 22, be careful to obey all these commands I'm giving you. Show love to the Lord your God by walking in His ways and holding tightly to Him. Then the Lord will drive out all the nations ahead of you, though they are much greater and stronger than you, and you will take over their land. Wherever you set foot, the land will be yours. Your frontiers will stretch from the wilderness in the south to Lebanon in the north, and from the Euphrates River in the east to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you, for the Lord your God will cause the people to fear and dread you as He promised wherever you go in the whole land. Look, today I'm giving you the choice between a blessing and a curse. You will be blessed if you obey the commands of the Lord your God that I'm giving you today, but you will be cursed if you reject the commands of the Lord your God and turn away from him and worship gods you have not known before. Are you hearing what has got to take place? I mean, I just don't know. I just don't know what I need to do. Go read Deuteronomy. There's a lot in there that will tell God's people what you've got to do to put yourself in position. And what that is tonight, I want you to hear, is obedience. It's obedience. It's obedience. We need obedience. And we don't just need it in a couple of areas. We need it in every area. We've got to have it in every area. There is a way in which God will bless. Blessing, favor, come directly from obedience. Here's the problem. I've been in ministry a long time. And many believers I have talked, I have counseled, I have seen, want the blessings of God in their life. All of us would say, I'm all about that. I want the blessings. Because they know God wants to bless them. But if they were to be real honest, they want it oftentimes without the sacrifice of obedience. And that's what I wanted to tell our young people on Sunday, that there will be a sacrifice of obedience that you have to live with. See, people will pray, God, prosper me, do what I want. But they won't take the obedience of putting themselves into his will, because they're just going to do whatever they want. They won't take the tithe, but they'll ask for finances. See, they won't be obedient to the tithe, but they're praying for money. Well, I've just always been blown away when there's not an obedience to the tithe and the offering. The Bible's real clear that there's not a blessing of finance. It's just not going to happen. See, they're praying, God, show me what to do, and they're not obedient in what they're doing. But they're wanting God to show them what to do, but they're not obedient in what they're doing. They want good health, but they don't take care of themselves physically. God, bless my children. God, bless me. Please, just bless my... I don't know if you've ever prayed for your kids. God, will you just please pour out a blessing on my kids? They're in need of some... But they're producing rebellion in the kids because the parents isn't protecting the environment they're sending their kids into. See, they're praying for something that they put themselves and their kids in a position to not receive. Just disobedience. And I want to tell you that sometimes I think that we don't really know what the Bible's asked us to do, so we don't really know we're being disobedient. Really? Can that happen? Think about that a little bit. I didn't know what was, I didn't do it on purpose. Have you ever heard that from your kids? Everybody here has. I didn't do that on purpose. I promise I didn't. No, but you were running through the house and that broke. I know you didn't break it on purpose, but the running in the house that you weren't supposed to be doing caused it. So I know you didn't break that on purpose, but you weren't obedient in the other area. See, that's what I think we're not seeing. I'm not disobedient. I'm in church. I understand that, but what you're doing on Friday night, doesn't override that. See, that God wants to bless us, and obedience is required for the blessing. So what's obedience? Obedience is a compliance with an order, a request, or compliance to the law, being obedient. Being obedient to what's set there by authority and submitting to it. It's the act of obeying. That's do what's asked. Let me just dive in a little deeper here because I got 4 points and I'm not even to them yet. And if you're waiting for four and we're getting close to the end, I'll probably finish it next week. But here's what I think a lot of us find ourselves in this position, and I'm just talking. Okay, I'm going to be obedient because I have to be. I have to be obedient because mom and dad are making me and I'm an obedient child, and I'm going to. And so we walk in obedience outwardly, but inwardly, we're not there. And everyone has seen that in a child. Even kids can say, I've seen that in other kids. So I'm what are you doing? Well, I'm doing what I have to do. And you may not say that as an adult, but on your job, you ever been asked to do something? And on the outward, I'm going to do it because I have to, because I'm obedient. But inwardly, you are rebelling. Now, you're overriding that. Outwardly, I'm going to do it. But inwardly, there's a real, real problem here. So you can obey outwardly and then be disobedient inwardly. Would everybody agree with that? Because we got to set that precedent before we go on. Quick parenting lesson. I'm going to take a little side road here for a second. The older our kids got, we worked really hard on getting them to see why obedience was needed, not only outwardly, but inside of them. And I think a lot of parents, if you don't, as your kids are getting older, if you're not careful, you'll produce inward rebellion, even though outwardly they're still doing what you've asked of them. That there's a lot of work and a lot of effort that goes into getting a young person to see the bigger picture, the whys, so that they are doing it because they want to, not because they have to. And the reason why we've got so many young people turning away from the things of God at 18 is because they were made to do the things of God until they were 18, but they never got it in their own heart. Be careful. Be careful. You may be listening to this on a podcast. You may be listening to this sitting right here tonight. But know this, you better be careful that when your kids are 12, 13, 14, up to the time they're out, I'm not saying give them to be part, saying is work on getting the way that you've asked them to operate to be part of how they think and how they're going to operate at 18. Because they want to. It's a privilege and it'll produce for them. Now, that's in every area. See, that. What we would do is we would say, okay, you can be obedient in the body, but when you're not obedient in the mind, then we've got things out of. We are made up of three parts. We are body, soul, and spirit. And if the spirit says this is what you need to do, be obedient, then our goal would be to get the body and the mind obedient. But a lot of times what happens is, as we are trying to be the one in authority, we work on only getting the body to do what needs to be done. And when the mind doesn't get there, we've got a problem. We've got a problem. Okay, four fruits tonight. Here we go. Four fruits of being obedient. What? Why would I want to be obedient? Because there's fruit. Well, I don't like fruit. Okay, I'm talking about blessings. There are things that the four fruits of obedience is what I'm talking about. And we're obedient for reasons. There's a reward in this life for living obedient. The reward that we often talk about in the church is getting saved so you can have the fruit of heaven. And too long, that's all the church has talked about. And then, therefore, we've got a bunch of saved people that aren't being obedient in the areas of life God's asked them to be. And so we're not seeing the fruit in the Christian people that's in our society. And you, well, how could that be the case? Look at the way we're voting. It's the amount of people that call themselves Christians in the United States of America, our voting should be different. It just should. I mean, we've got too many people calling us, but there's a disobedience in living a life that's sold out to the Lord, in living a holy life. And we've got to see that there is a worth it. This is worth it. This is worth it. This act of obedience is, and so I want to show you four things. The first fruit tonight, obedience gives you the strength to go forward and eventually possess the promises of God. Obedience gives you the strength to go forward. Verse 8, be careful to obey every command I'm giving you today so that you may have strength. strength. That is not my phone. Okay, good. I'm starting to get concerned. Whew. It happened one time. I was like, oh, it could happen again. Usually I try to not repeat the same mistake twice. But obedience gives you strength. Say that with me. Obedience gives me strength. See, it gives you strength. Obedience gives you strength. Well, I never thought about it. It does. You know, when you're obedient to your parents, young people, you have the strength of your parents' name, resolve, finances, friends. When you have obedience to a parent, especially when it's outwardly and inwardly, you got some strength. Now, think about that with the Lord. When you're doing what God set up and you're doing what He set up to do and you're doing it His way, then the promises of God, you're going to possess. You're going to get the things of God. We all have dreams. We all have desires. Think of those right now. Maybe you could say goals. But do you have any dreams? Come on, we have lots of dreams, a lot of desires and things we want to see fulfilled. Some are in just the natural day-to-day life. And some of them are supernatural that we just believe in for and believe in God for a supernatural peace, a joy to walk in every day, different things in how we're handling life. See, we're praying about things all the time that we need to be walking in. And I'm not talking just buying groceries next week. I'm talking about in every area. And as you walk in obedience, there's an empowerment. And God then activates His word. Obedience, but it says it will. I want you to think about that. Obedience. God wants to bless you. Obedience. God wants to pour it out on you. Obedience. God wants to give you something you've never experienced. Obedience activates His word to whoosh. Boy, I'm just bent up and out of shape. I don't know what I'm going to do. Be obedient. Stand on the promises of God, and let me tell you, that will be the strength needed for you to possess what He has for you. The older you get, and the more things that you accumulate, you start realizing there's a lot of work that goes with all that stuff. I mean, just when you have over one car, you've got two trips to get oil changes. You four or five cars, you've got to plan out your oil changes. You've got to plan for tires to be replaced. So there's a lot of responsibility. And then when you start it up and going to take it to town, like I did the other day, and you have gas in your oil, you're like, I don't know what I'm going to do now. So I'm going to have to figure out a way to get that to someone who knows more than I do. Oh, response, if I could just sell that thing. See, that the more stuff you have, is anybody's closets a little messed up? Go in there with a trash can. Get rid of some stuff. Get you three shirts. Make sure you have a washer and dryer. The more stuff you have, the more responsibility there is to take care of it. Well, here's what God said. God told him, I'm going to give you land. I don't know if any of y'all have land, but let me just tell you, land grows thistles. And it grows this hardwood stuff that where you're supposed to have grass, and you're worn out, and then you got to go get a tractor with a brush hog, and then land requires a lot of strength. See, you're wanting the blessing of God, and for you to receive the blessing of God, you better get the strength to possess what He has. I'm just really amazed by this first point and how God kind of set this up. He wants to open the blessings of heaven, but we're not being obedient, so we're not getting the blessing. The reason we're not getting blessing is because we don't have the strength. we don't have the strength necessary to maintain it. Well, how do I get some strength? Well, we're going to be talking about some of that. It's very important. The way we get some strength is we line ourselves up with the Word. There's some power that the Holy Spirit makes available through a private prayer language. Have you enjoyed some of the fruits of the Spirit? Have you enjoyed some of the things of God? Have you enjoyed? See, we get ourselves in a position where we're not accessing the strength, and then we're praying for the blessing, and the blessing's not coming because you couldn't handle it if it did. You couldn't handle it. You don't have the strength. You got to put yourself in a position for God to empower you, and that happens out of being obedient. Number two, obedience will bring longevity to God's blessings in your life. There are a few times, and I've got story after story, but I'm just not going to share them, that I've just kind of woke up and like, pinch me, is this real? Has anybody ever done that? I can't believe this is real. This life is, there are a few times in my life that I know that that has happened. I remember at the birth of both of our kids, I'm like, oh, new life. Is this real? Is it? Come on, we've had a lot of that in the last month here in this church. Wow, new life. And I'm just always amazed. And then I think, God, your blessing is overwhelming. And I mean, times that just God just, sometimes it was just supernatural in a prayer time. I'm overwhelmed at your goodness. And I don't know if that's happened to anybody else, but that's happened to me a few times. And I can look back and remember those times. And I'm just remember thinking, I don't ever want this to end. Please don't ever let this end. This is the greatest feeling. This is the most wonderful experience. I love this. This is obedience will bring longevity to God's blessing in your life. Obedience does that. Verse 9, if you obey, you will enjoy a long life in the land the Lord swore to give to your ancestors, to you, their descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey. God has blessings for you young people if you will obey your parents. And the longer you obey and the longer you walk in them, the longer you get to walk in that blessing. Doing the right thing over time produces for your life. It does. I have done things right for a short time and it don't work. I have ran 100 yards. And then I went and all my clothes still fit exactly the same. You do the right thing over time. That was a bad example. Doing the right thing over time produces for your life over time. And that's what I'm wanting you to hear. You know, many get excited when they get saved, and they should be. And they're on an emotional high, and I remember I was there and just so excited about the Lord had saved me and that I had come to an understanding of His grace and what He made possible for me. And wow, I mean, as a child, I remember that. I just remember how exciting that was. And I've watched that in a lot of people's lives, but then I watched over time, as many of us have this testimony, compromise came in. Compromise come in and you didn't, not really living with the excitement you had the day you got saved. Not really living with the, because you moved you from obedient. And that compromise removed you from obedience. And obedience removed you from the blessing. As you stay under the potential of the blessing, I've used this illustration with young people a lot. I just share it tonight. But an umbrella. Did anybody get poured on today? If you were in this part of the, I'm telling you, it was like a 5-gallon bucket wherever you were standing was being poured right out. It was major water. And you, I was just getting out and running about 10 foot. And for me to just run 10 foot is quite an accomplishment. But in the rain, it was really something. And I mean, soaked. And you know what I did before I got out of the truck? I looked around to see if I had an umbrella. And I didn't. And so I thought, well, I'm just going to have to deal with whatever I have to deal with because I don't have an umbrella. If I'd have had an umbrella, I've got a system. And this system works. And if you ever need it, you get the umbrella right by the door and you kind of scoot over to the middle of the console in your truck. And you open a door and at the same time you're like, whoosh, and the umbrella comes up and it'll go right above your door and apart. And I mean, it's dry and you just step right out. It's not a new invention, but it's just something that you might want to try if you get out of a truck and you're getting wet. So that's what I do. But I didn't have an umbrella. And without an umbrella, I had to get wet. You know what the umbrella causes? It causes a protection. It causes you to receive the blessing of being dry. And there is a blessing about being dry. And you know, as hard as it was raining, the wind wasn't blowing that hard. If I'd had my umbrella, I could have walked anywhere and I still would have remained dry because I got a big umbrella. And it have covered everything I needed. And I'd have walked around and I'd have been fine under the umbrella. As long as I was under the blessing of the umbrella. See, the blessing, when you take it for me, was coming from the umbrella. When you take it away, you get soaked. But as long as you're under it, you know, as soon as I left the umbrella, I usually put it down when I get to a safe place. So when I'm up here by where my office is, the pavilion that's up there in the fireplace, you can take an umbrella and you can get to the pavilion and you put your umbrella down and then you're under the blessing of the pavilion. And I kind of look at that and I think that as kids, there's a season where you're under the blessing of a parent or a guardian. Then there comes a time where you got to get under the protection of the Lord. And so you get under the protection of the Lord, and when that protection starts providing for you, you see it, and it's because you're obedient to stand under it. But if you ever find yourself out without the protection of the Lord, and the Holy Spirit is the Lord, and he has an umbrella, here's the thing. You can stay under it as long as you're obedient. The second you're disobedient, it's not that he doesn't. See, I still have an umbrella. I just didn't have it with me. I couldn't find it in the truck, but I know I got one. As soon as I walked in the door, I saw it. Did me a lot of good right there, didn't it? I wasn't obedient to having it where I needed it. What I want you to see in this illustration is, if you're not walking outwardly and inwardly obedient to the Lord, you're going to get wet. You're not going to be under the protection. The protection's available. And see, God wants you to be protected. He's got the umbrella for you. He's got the protection, but we remove ourselves from it when we're disobedient. Jesus made us right. You can't grow in righteousness. You're as right as you'll ever be when you get saved spiritually. You're as right as you, but you better watch that mind and that body where you find itself. The blessing and provisions have everything to do with our, and they're soaked. I've watched men and women be faithful for years and then one act of disobedience and they're soaked. Everything they got is ruined. They have everything destroyed. It's very, very sad. Young people, you can walk in the favor of your parents. And I've watched young people do it. And they've walked in the blessing of their parents and mom and dad's blessed them and promoted you and you can live here and you work there when you come in and over time they're just, wow, this is great. And then one act of disobedience and you hear a mom or dad say, I don't trust you. Well, that's a blow. What do you mean you don't trust me? I'm your kid. Yeah, but you've been disobedient. Does that change them from being your kid? No. They're still your kid. You're not removing yourself from being God's child by being disobedient, but you're removing yourself from the blessing that God has for your life. That's all I got tonight. Y'all stand with me.
We're so glad you joined us. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit cmchurch.net.